This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. The Roaring Fork River is on Colorado's list of impaired rivers, so City of Aspen officials are working on a plan to improve the health of the waterway. Environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart-Severy has been following the issue. So Elizabeth, you've reported that officials have identified three major concerns for the river. Mm-hmm. You and I have talked in the past about low flows and stormwater runoff. So what's the third?
Well, there's been damage to the riparian areas, which are those areas right along the banks of the river. And a lot of that damage comes from homes and businesses that are built too close to it. Also, places where roads or the highway run too close to the river, and even access points can damage this pretty sensitive zone. So if you think about how the county works to limit the number of places that people are using to get in and out of the river up at North Star, that's because those riparian areas are pretty sensitive to human impacts.
How is that damaging to the river?
Well, anyone who's floated or walked along the river as it passes through town knows that the banks are just kind of lined with homes and businesses. So those beautiful manicured lawns that run right up to the edge of the riverbank look really nice, but they've replaced the natural vegetation, which is really important in the health of the river. There should be diverse plants there, things like sedges and rushes and cottonwoods, aspens, things that would naturally grow along a riverbank, because those plants can stabilize the riverbank and help prevent erosion. They also act as natural filters for things like sediment and runoff and pesticides from yards. So obviously, if a yard runs right up to the river, there's not going to be a lot of a buffer or anything to really help prevent some of those pesticides or anything that you're using to treat your yard from getting into the river. And then finally, those plants and trees that grow along the banks provide habitat for insects and fish in the river. They provide shade that helps control the water temperature and lots of other important things.
So a lot of the river runs through private land. What can the city really do?
Yeah, right. So that's the challenge. With new development or redevelopment, the city can require setbacks from the stream, but the city really doesn't have authority over private land that's already been developed. So they're looking right now at some outreach efforts. Here's April Long, who heads up the Clean River Program.
I think that people want to live on the river because they love the river and they don't have any idea that they have done any damage to it or that a previous homeowner had done any damage to the riparian area, and that if they were aware of that fact, they may seek ways that they could improve the situation.
Okay, so does that mean the city will just hope people will fix this on their own?
Yes and no. April tells me that there are ways to incentivize homeowners. So some of that might be financial, like maybe sharing some of the cost of improvements to riparian areas. And then in this kind of rather taboo ground in Aspen, they may be talking about allowing property owners a little bit extra square footage or a little bigger footprint to build on if they build those homes further away from the river. Hmm. But, you know, it's not totally clear what will motivate people to do some work to restore those damaged areas or what kinds of incentive programs would actually work or be legal. They kind of have a lot of stuff to figure out.
Okay, Aspen Public Radio's environment reporter, Elizabeth Stewart-Severy. Thanks, Elizabeth.
You bet.
The Roaring Fork River through Aspen is listed as impaired, and Aspen City officials are developing a plan to improve its health. They are asking for community feedback through the end of the month. I'm Kristen Kay. This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.